नमस्तुमाभिर्विशावहैः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सन्नो मित्रसंवर्णः सन्नो भरद्वर्यमा सन्नो इन्द्रो बृहस्पतिः सन्नो विष्णुरुक्रमः। नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायु त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मासि त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि कृतं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मामाविर्तद्वक्तारमाविर्माम् आविर्वक्तारम्। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति।
So we saw the importance of the Yamuna river. So now we visited the Gangotri, Ganga river, but yet we will know what is the importance of it. There are, as you know, that you have nowadays so many serials are coming in so many different ways. They explain you so much that you will become confused and you will get mad. So better don't see the serial and don't ask questions. What's shown in the TV is not the original. All fakes. And they confuse you and they just what they change the history of it, which is not correct. Because nowadays most of astrology, commercial things are entering inside. So according to them, they are diverting things, which is not right. So let us not worry about that. So better take it out from all that, what all you read, books or something, what you had. Let us learn what our mothers taught us. That's all. So what is Jagadadri Amma told me, that's what is our lesson. So we go through according to that. Don't again ask, I read in this book, you said like this. No, I don't want anybody to ask this, because this is what it is. I believe in my mother's word, that's all. So now, everybody knows that Daksha Yajna. There was a big havan of Daksha. And he refused to call Shiva. So this story I think you all know. Shiva did the Rudra Tanda. That also everybody knows, and Parvati went in the fire. So it was gone. So there was absolutely in the earth, the movements of water got less, heat got heavy, and everybody got no water, no food, nothing. Like everybody has started starving and they don't know what to do. Then Narada Maharishi came, said, first Shiva has to get Shanti. Okay, if Shiva has to get charm, what is the other things has to be done? Then he says, there will be twin babies born. One is Uma, that is, second is Ganga. So there will be two girls. In a different angle they will go. So one was taken to the king of the Himatwaj. He was a big king, Chakravarti. He took her. He named her Ganga, Gauri. So Gauri was taken by Himatwaj king. So he brought up her. And the other girl was named as Ganga. Ganga was being taken in the Himalayan forest region, forest king. He said, I will take this baby, because they don't have kids and these people also doesn't have kids. So it has been equally distributed. So now, here Uma, that is, Gauri is growing up, the other side, Ganga is growing up. And Rishis are asking, okay, P, girls are there, but what you are going to do next, what is the procedure, what is going to happen? These two girls should marry Shiva. Then everybody asks, Are Narada Muni, are you mad? Shiva is in a very ugra position. He is not in a shan. Who is going to do shan? These two girls will do shan. How will they do this shan? You don't worry. I will make arrangement. So this is a game. So then, they started seeing bride, that is the boy for the Uma, that is Gauri. They started going for that. Here also they started seeing for the Ganga also. Two sides they started seeing the boy for them to get married. Then Arthur went to Himadvaj and says, Are you mad? They are not your daughters. They both belong to Shiva. And you can't just marry them to a normal person. Himadvaj says, No, that's very difficult for me. If I give my daughter back, then I can't see my daughter. Then he thinks, Narada thinks, no use talking with this person. Where to go, we go. So he directly went to Gauri, that is Uma, and he said, Please go for the tapas. Your husband is Lord Shiva. I'll give you the upadesh, you go. So he declared. So then what happens? So she, because it's there in the blood, so she knows, okay. So she goes for tapas. Then Lord Shiva is getting cooler. Then Shiva and Uma, Gauri has got married. But this girl was left alone, Ganga. Because Narada did not come to this side, first let us finish the other side. The important side is finished. So two wives means that's the problem. One main is finished. So next. Because most of the Indian gods you can see, they may say two wives. Because here I want to give one hint. Don't think all our husband will go as two, they will have two wives. That's wrong. There are two nerves, which is backside of our spinal cord, Ida Sushumna Nadi, which is the most powerful one for the dhyana. And then Sushumna Nadi, Ida, Pingala, Sushumna Nadi. This three. Sushumna Nadi is called as Purush. These two are called as threes. That's why most of the men's will have the quality of a human, that is male, women's quality a bit. Definitely it will be there. Somewhere their actions you can find out, they have that. Because this is compulsory. Shastra says it and it is true. Somewhere it will be there. By their actions or by their thoughts, somewhere they have that kind of a quality. So this Ida Pingala and Sushumna. So this Ida Pingala is called as Sri Devi, Bhudevi. Then Uma, Ganga, all these names comes from Deva. So you have to think, well, ours is not a foolish things which we follow. Everything our rishis has given us a meaning in it. So by nowadays, so many things, other things are coming, they get you confused. Oh, Kartikeya Swami too, Ganapati too, anything too you go. No, it's what this is. So this too has to be controlled, then the Sushumna Nadi rises up, then only you can have the vision of God. This is the theory. So one has settled for Vishnu, the Shiva, because first thing is, it has to cool down. If it is not cooled down, romance will not be there. You know, you all know, you have a good experience in that. Daily fight and have a romance, no romance. So there is a romance afterwards. So first he did is, he got the marriage of Uma, that is Gauri has been married, and finish. Slowly, Narada says, Shiva, Bhagwan, you know everything. You are alone here. If you enjoy with this girl, there is another girl for you there. See, she did tapas and she got you. And that lady thinks inside in her mind. That's the difference. Even you think you are God inside you, don't do any tapas or don't become a sannyas or anything. Be pure, think God. That is bhavana bhakti. She has the pure bhavana bhakti. That girl is waiting for you. And Shiva says, no, no, no. I just married Uma. Here. No? Just have a glimpse once. If you like, you marry. You plan something. If you don't like, leave it. Because it was so sad. Ganga is the most beautiful lady. Most beautiful lady. She gets feroz immediately. Immediate angry Shiva. That's why you see the flow. The flow is fast. Fast. Because she was in the forest king's daughter. She used to rule the kingdom. Like anybody does something, give him immediate punishment. Straight away punishment. She will never give excuse. First punishment. Then things. Because he has to punish, then he will understand what his mistake is. So that was her nature of ruling the people. So she was kind. Whoever loves her, she says, I won't do anything for you. You be happy. So she was kind also. Kind. Whoever surrenders her, she says, don't worry, I am full care for you. So that kind of a very beautiful, wonderful quality lady is this Ganga. You would have seen that. Now, this one, here, I could say a small incident. It's not a thing that I am boosting, but it's an important incident because the kindness is shown. That she is kindness. Like today, we were 6 or 7 people. We went to Gangotri. We had our bath. Normally, I don't feel hungry. You have seen me. I don't eat anything in the travel. After come only, I eat or I take one fruit or something. Just no, I keep my body balanced. When I took the bath in the river, I as today, like today, I poured everyone has finished the bath. Then I said, okay, we move little down. That's where you saw that the Bhairav temple is there, no? We'll go to that temple, we move down. But while I was in the car, I felt too much hungry. I was feeling hungry. Then I told, oh Mother Ganga, I don't know, I feel hungry. So you please take care of me. That's all I said, that's all. I didn't, because you know, well, you know, oh, everybody knows I have a diabetic, so if sugar goes down, I have to carry all these people. I am the main person to take them down. So I should not feel any investment, so I just said one word. Then we came to the Bhairava temple. These people all went for Bhairava darshan. I just came out and I was just sitting in the, I was just standing nearby the car outside. The driver asked something and I just talked to him. He said, okay, I'll take 10-15 minutes, I'll go and come back. I said, okay, you proceed. I was just running. There, you saw today Kavadi people, which they are going. These Kavadi people, one person, he is nearly about 65 to 70 years of old, he was cooking. There was no other persons, all went, two persons. One, he was cooking, other person was helping him to do the work. So this cooking was, exactly when I went there and I was just standing, he finished his cooking. And he was putting in the plate all food. He took in his hand, he went towards Ganga. Then, I don't know, the mother's grace, because suddenly he came back, he asked me, this is my offering to Ganga. O Ganga Maya, aap le lo ye. Humko aap hi Ganga Maya. So he gave the food. This is what her kindness of the Ganga. That's what I want to say. I don't say I am great. Here I am saying the kindness of her is such a that you think she does. So then Lord Shiva came. Shiva saw the girl. He was a bit tempted. Then he got the marriage of her. So then the Ganga, so he kept her on the head. He asked her, what is your request? What do you want? What is your request? What do you want? What do you want to do for me? She said, I never want to leave my people and go. I have to do for my people forever. You say me what I have. Then all she says, they give her, you are the Ganga water, you start. You be a water and save the earth. So from that day, the poverty gone, all got fresh. And wherever you take water, it is named under Ganga only. You go to different rivers, you go to take different waters, again it will concluded as Ganga. Ganga Vitadani. Because it's all is Ganga only, wherever the water is. So that's the most auspicious, he got the blessings of Lord Shiva. Okay, this is the main story. Now you might have heard, Bhishma was born to Ganga. So again she got second marriage, you might have asked. Actually what happened? So, there was, again, they saw the Vishnu and Brahma both went to see the feet and the tip of Lord Shiva. So when they both went like that to see, Brahma could not see the tip of the head of the Shiva. But Vishnu, what he did, he took Varaha avatar and just did his leg like this, suddenly he bent down. Technique. My man is always technical. So he did it, so suddenly came. When he is, without expectation, he did his head down, Ganga fall down. Then, Shiva says, again you will have a birth, and you are to give the, in Kali Yuga, before Kali Yuga, that you have to bring Bhishma, because it's the main person for Mahabharata. So, for that, you have to go and help the people. So, that is how she came back again for us. And she is always with us. That is the story of this Ganga, Gangotri. So this Gangotri means It's only the river flat where it is flowing. From there you go to 18 or 19 kilometers up. There is called as Gaumukhi. How? It is like Gaumukhi, everybody knows the face of the cow. So from the mouth, it will be just flowing. We have been, we could see. But the problem is oxygen has been required. You have to walk long distance. Then you have to stay there on the halt on the off ways where no facilities are there available. It's all on our risk. We have to go. Where Gaumukhi is there, we have to have bath. Having bath is not so easy. Here you saw that we double freezing point. I think our Swamiji has gone there up to that. Small Swamiji, Swamiji, all gone. They had their bath and they came back. So there they got the darshan of Adishakti Devi. On the way, in the mountain, they got the big darshan for all the people who went there. So that was the most important of this yatra of Gangotri, from there, Gaumukhi. So it's not a simple yatra which we are doing. It's all a powerful area where we are travelling on about, we are travelling, but not we are travelling. We have been taken by the hands of the Himalayas. That's why in those days what they do, they pray at home for the Himadwaj and Himagiri, Himadwaj. There are plenty of kings on all the sides of this Himalayas. So they used to pray for the kings that we are going to come. You please give us permission. You take us in your hands. Bring us back in your hands, from your hands. So he will take carefully. He will take us and he will bring us. That's what the theory is. So whenever we move, we have to pray to them. First to the Himalayan region kings, that you be safe. Safely take us. So when you have that, this is all not like just going as a tour. Because going as a tour, you don't have understand anything. So that's why I told you today also. You want to see this kund, that kund. This is Surya Chandra kund. It's only a hot spring. We all know what is hot spring. So there is no much on that. Because it is a spring from the volcano. It has been created. That's all. So where we have to take bath is to get the original blessing of the river. That's the main god, goddess. What's the use of going and bathing in the hot water? You can bath here itself. There's no need to go until that distance and bath in that. Because mostly whoever baths in Badri, I was staying in Badri, I used to say, why you want to bath in this? Go to the cold water, please bath. And you know, the first time when Swamiji and Chinnaswamiji went to Badri, they reached Badri at 7 o'clock in the night and it was very cold in the Deepali season or something like that. And Swamiji said immediately to Chinnaswamiji, come on, we go and bath. Then Swamiji said, it was his first sannyasa time. He said, hey, in this cold water, I'll freeze, I'll die. Let us die, come on. We both will have the bath there. So that's the power of it. Nothing it will happen to us. So no use of going this and that and all. We take to the main, we come back. Which is, we are not as a tourist we are going. We are going only as a bhaktas of the Gangas. We are going as the bhaktas of Gangas. So that is it. Today we saw the Ganga Devi. That Ganga Devi is made out of a shaligram vigra. It's a type of stone. There are two shaligram. One is which we get it from Nepal. The another is which we do the idols of God. Like if you go to Tirupati, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu is also on the shaligram stone. It's called a shaligram. You could see the face and shining of it and carving will be very easy. That stone. It's a special stone. For that it has been made. When you just knock it, it will give Sapta sound. Any one sound will be there or Omkaram will be there. Just hit the stone, it will give you the Omkara Shabda. Just today night, you go and stand there silently, the river goes, you can find the Omkar Shabda. Morning, Ari and I showed him that when we were, you all having a tea, Ari was calling me, some sound is coming. I said, you observe, you will find the Omkar Shabda. So, this is the nature which gives us the lesson. Our Indo religion, we always go under the nature. which gives us the lesson, we learn the lesson, then we follow the lesson. So like this, this Shaligram, that is the Ganga, was being made very old, nobody knows. Who made it, from when it was there, nobody knows. Some they say it was the king himself made it. He got the stone in the Himalayas and he made it. That was the history. So, but worshipping her is the very beautiful. So everybody had a good darshan. Because that's, have the bath, then have the darshan. That's why I said today, sir, yesterday you might have got confused. Yesterday, sir, you put in the river. Today, put in the God, temple. Why? Because she is sitting on the Sakshatkar. But there, Yamuna, she is only flowing river. Shant and flowing. Here, Sakshatkar, she is also sitting with us. So that's the reason. So I said, when she is alive, sitting in with us, give her. When she is in the form of a water, give her. So this is the bit of understandings which we should understand. Because normally you'll say, oh, they are making us confused. No. All reason is there. Which we do like this, it's a reason like that. Here we do, it's like this. So next we go to Kedarnath. So that is, tomorrow we have time, I think, because day after tomorrow only we are going to go. So I'll explain about the Kedarnath, how it has come, what is all this. And this Chardham Yatra, Kedarnath and Badrinath is more important because Panja Pandavas travelled that way. The history says they went like that. So that's the main thing, we have to travel. We may not go there, at least get the blessing to go there. At least we could get the blessing and we can go there. So that is why that too is there, because most of the areas you can, you have the Karnaprayag, like that, you have the names of all the Pandavas, all will be there, where, from where they took the mokshas. I will explain you when next session we can explain. Yes. Anyone doubt anything? No, all are clear? Swami. Okay. Go ahead. It was an ice there. They break the ice and everybody dipped inside and came out. Within a second, everybody was frozen. Then they got power somewhere. They started moving. That is what we had the Devi Darshan. The second is this one. The third is, when they were moving, there was a big rock started rolling from up. They don't know this way or that way, it may fall or may fall straight. And it was suddenly stopped after they went, it fall. This is what they say. So this is what was happened there when they were with Swamiji. So this is, they will take care of us. Even today, if you would have noticed, who are sitting front, they would have noticed. While we were going, coming nearby, before we have this check post and other thing, before that, half an hour before, there was a big rock falling. Yeah. And they started taking steering. Just that time. Just that time. So why I say you is, this is where I say you, be fast, be fast. What is important, let us see. Not disturb the nature. Even not to disturb the nature, it's one of the problems is we are disturbing the nature. So better see the darshan, come back soon. Don't stand anywhere and waste the time and all this. So then you cannot blame somebody. Because our time is less, we do it and come. And you should remember well, that's why I said, once we are coming down, start doing japa. Because that road, nothing should block, we may go front, something like that. So thought, let us always do japa after darshan is over, so that there is no obstacles for us. Let them take us care fully. Sure. 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 Sure.